Welcome to another edition of Shamrock Stories, a podcast for the New Haven School District in New Haven, Missouri. I am Dr. Hainer, Superintendent of Schools. I'm joined by Mrs. Otten, Principal at our elementary school, and Mr. Pyrick, Principal of our middle and high schools. Today's edition is the recap of the September school board meeting. At the very beginning of the school board meeting, we had to have a special election to elect a school board secretary. Our new school board secretary is Stacy Watson. She is our new bookkeeper and is replacing our previous school board secretary, Michelle Shear, who held that position for over 20 years. So we're excited to have Stacy on board and very thankful for all the years that Michelle gave to our school district and to the school board. In the positive comment portion of the school board meeting, we started off with a recap of the school board scholarship golf tournament. There was great participation this year with 84 golfers and 42 hole sponsors, a number of generous donations outside of the program. In total, the school board raised about $9,000 towards four scholarships that they give annually. And we're so thankful to the school board for the effort that they put into that day, but also to the generous donations from our community. It's just one more event that shows how supportive the businesses and the patrons and the alumni that come back to participate every year are with our school district. It was a beautiful day and a lot of fun by everyone. If you're interested in playing in the future, next year's school board scholarship golf tournament will be on August 3rd, and it's held at the Franklin County Country Club each year.
The elementary school has been finishing up their district-wide assessments that we give at the beginning of the school year, the first couple weeks of school. Not only are teachers assessing students to better serve them, they're building those relationships and setting those classroom routines and expectations. This year, we are focusing on soft starts in the morning in the classroom. As students come in, they either eat breakfast or they go to their homeroom. So teachers are giving them a more laid-back start for the first few minutes of the day. Students are having conversations, they're journaling, they're playing games. Just having that slow start to the day before the learning starts taking place at that bell. If you've ever been in our elementary school, you will see we have a great space called our Turtle Garden. Over the years, it's held many little friends, four-legged friends. Right now, we have three turtles in our turtle garden, Jack, Leonardo, and Tommy. Students like to go out there as a reward. Teachers bring classes out in the turtle garden to read or to work on activities. We are fortunate to have a volunteer, Mr. Jim, who comes in and tends to the garden, pulls the weeds, thins out the plants, and just keeps it in tip-top shape for our students. Every Friday, we start the day off at the elementary with an all-school assembly. During that time, we highlight things from the previous week. We look to the next week. And it's also an opportunity for teachers to recognize students who are going above and beyond and just showing all their Shamrock pride. And we're very thankful to have teachers that recognize all the greatness in our students every Friday. After school clubs started this week, we have STEM Club, Shamrock Singers, Grade School Grannies, to name a few. They all happen after school. Students sign up for them and have a great time while continuing their learning after 3 o'clock. We recently held Parent Info Night. Teachers outlined expectations, curriculum, and answered general questions that parents may have since school started a few weeks ago. I had the opportunity to talk to parents in the gym about a new program we are offering before school and some other topics that maybe I needed to highlight. It was also a good question and answer time with myself and the parents.
At the high school, we've had a couple events happen here lately that were pretty exciting, events that we're happy to host. On September 6th, last Saturday, we had 405 runners compete in our New Haven Invitational Cross Country Meet. That's the most runners we've ever had, and that's just a ton of kids competing, and it was a good day. It was a perfect day for a cross-country race. It was fun. We had a bunch of volunteers to help because you can't put on an event like that without a bunch of help from a lot of people, and we're very fortunate here at New Haven to always, it seems like anytime we need help for something like that, it's really not that hard to get. And then Monday, we held our school swim meet, our intramural swim meet, and that's my favorite day of the year every year. Didn't get to run it this year, but still was able to be up there and had a lot of fun watching it, and our kids have a lot of fun, too, competing in it and cheering on their classmates. Each class has a theme that they dress up as and do a good job of participating. We had a new record set. Hannah Schneider set a new record in the girls' butterfly. It was pretty impressive to watch her swim that. It was probably like a 25-year-old record that she broke. She swam the butterfly in 16.51 seconds to set that record. But the sophomore class total points and seniors were second, juniors third, and freshmen fourth. And that really wasn't, there were 3 points separating the second from fourth place there. And each class had good participation as well, which is pretty much the norm for that. Like I said, it's a really fun day. Students enjoy it. And then lastly, we've had 9 positive office referrals so far, and that's good. That gives me an excuse to go to students with something good. Hey, I heard you did this. You went above and beyond doing this. You've been really good at participating in class, whatever it might be. I get to give them a certificate, give them a candy bar, and they keep up the good work. It's just something nice where I'm not calling kids into my office because they're in trouble. It's been good. But we're off to a nice start.
The next item on our agenda under old business was policy updates. We touched on that a little bit in August, but when you have over 30 policy and regulation updates, it's important for the board members to have a first read in 1 month and to be able to digest all that information. It's over 60 pages worth of policies and regulations. And then they can come back the next month and decide how they want to adopt those policies. I'm not going to run through all 30 policies and regulations, but I do want to hit on a couple that I thought might be important to you. The first one I'm going to hit on is policy 2656, student cell phone usage. Our new policy basically mimics what we've done here since the invention of the cell phone. In New Haven School District, we've never allowed cell phones in. When students come in the morning, there are holders that they put their cell phones in, or they can choose to leave them in their cars. And under the new policy, there won't be any changes to that. The discipline will be the same as it's always been, and that's not the same for all the districts around us. Although I hear from my colleagues that the implementation of this policy has gone pretty well for them too. The next policy and regulation is 2920, which deals with homeschool participation. For the first time, students that live in our district that are either homeschool students or are full-time virtual students enrolled in another high school in our state, they can participate in the clubs and sports within our school district. Students that join our clubs and activities will be held to the same standards as the other students who are in our district, meaning that they still have to follow the code of conduct. They still have to be academically eligible. I have questions from time to time about if a student, let's say, lives in the R2 school district, could they participate in basketball for one school district and baseball in another school district? That is not the case. MSHA will treat them just like they do all other students. They have to declare their eligibility within one school. And then if they want to participate for another school, they'll have to go through a transfer process. At this time, we have had a few inquiries, but we haven't had anybody officially sign up to take advantage of this rule in the New Haven School District. By September of 2026, all of our staff members will have to be CPR, AED, and first aid certified. Many of our staff members have been for many years. The bus drivers, the coaches, we had a preschool program where all of those employees had to be certified. I would say well over half of our staff has always been certified, but starting in the future, we will all be certified, which is a good thing. And I would encourage anybody listening to this podcast to get certified also, because you just never know when you have a chance to save a life. There's also a number of plans that we'll have to put into place. We've done many of these plans in the past, but haven't had a formal plan on paper. A few of the examples for plans is a traumatic blood loss protocol, cardiac emergency response plan, a comprehensive emergency operations plan, And for the first time, we'll have to have safety coordinators and secondary school safety coordinators that are in charge of implementing all these plans and making sure that our district is safe. The final regulation I'm going to touch on is Regulation 2673, Reporting of Violent Behavior. For many years, if there is violence within our schools, we are legally obligated to report those incidents to law enforcement, but now we will also be reporting those incidents to DESE, to where they can track the amount of violence within our schools across the state. This time I'm going to turn it over to the principals, and they can talk about their libraries. We had a library media center evaluation report given to the board. I encourage you to go to our agenda or minutes found on our school website to look through the full evaluation, but I'm going to let them just speak to how their libraries operate in their buildings.
At the elementary school, Ms. Frick, our librarian, not only checks out books with all of our students and reshelves them and takes care of all that, she is teaching every single class for 50 minutes a week. So she is busy preparing lessons and doing activities with them. It's really a wonderful 50 minutes when those kids are in that library. They then get the chance to check out a couple books of their choice for that week. When she's not doing that, she also spearheads a lot of our literacy events in our elementary school, such as family reading night, family movie night. She also has book clubs that take place at the start of the school day, and she takes care of all those extras that have to do with literacy and to promote literacy with our students and families.
Yeah, our library isn't just a place to go check out books and return books either, although you can do that in there. But our library hosts kids that are in dual credit classes where they're getting college credit for some classes that they're taking. There's also a publications class that Miss Westermeyer runs out of there that does the banner, and they post pictures and write stories just basically to get the New Haven High School news out there to everybody, share what we're doing. And Miss Westermeyer, I mean, she wears a lot of hats in there too as our student council sponsor. She does all the laminating that any teacher would need that goes through her. There's a lot more that goes on in there other than just checking books and returning books. But the publications class and the dual credit, those are the two things that are really hosted in there. And that dual credit section is growing every year, it seems like, which is good. It's good that our kids are getting that college credit and they're able to get high school credit at the same time. It's a good situation for everybody.
The next item on our agenda is our CSIP update that we give to the board quarterly. CSIP stands for the Comprehensive School Improvement Plan. So it is a whole nest of plans. It starts with the MSIP, which is the Missouri School Improvement Plan. And so we have a statewide plan, and then our CSIP fits under the statewide plan. And then under our school district plan, then we have building plans. The buildings select goals that they can try to address something that's in our CSIP. And then under our building plans, each individual teacher has their own professional development plan of how they can better themselves. Things are going well. We're hitting a lot of goals within our CSIP. And in the spring of 2027, we will get the community together and we will redo the CSIP. It's done on a five-year cycle, and we're anxious in another 18 months or so to get the community together and evaluate the district and what we need to do moving forward. We also updated the board on our long-range facility plan. We created our long-range facility plan before our last bond issue. We have met many of the goals on that plan, but we have a number of smaller projects that we need to address to finish up that plan. We do have money left from our 2024 bond issue, and that money will be used up this summer on some of the projects that you'll see take place around the district. The board did not take any action on the plan. The reason for that is I want to reach out to our teachers and our staff over the next month and make sure that we're not missing projects that they see that need to be done. And then we will come back to the board in October with our recommendations on projects that we need to go out to bid for. We will start doing that over the winter months and have everything lined up to where when we get to summer, We have all the projects ready to go, and it should be a busy summer around the district trying to do a lot of smaller projects using up that money. One of the projects that they do want to move forward with at this time is some exterior painting. For many years, the back side of the gym has needed to be painted, and nobody really noticed it. But now that the track is back behind the school, it's very obvious. And it's a project that we've talked about doing ourselves for a long time. And after a while, at some point, you have to throw in the towel and say, we're probably not going to get this done with in-house help, and we need to go to bid. And so the basic parts of this RFP is the south side of the gym, and it's also doing some work at the elementary school. If you look at the above the school on the walls of the gym, it desperately needs to be painted also. The main wall that you see on the west side of the elementary school facing the playground needs to be painted. And so it's not a huge project, but it's something that we want to take care of. And you might see, depending on who gets the bid for this, you could see some of this action take place this winter, this spring, but we do have a deadline of August 1st for it to be complete. We did not have any resignations or hires this month, which is a good thing and fairly normal for a September meeting, but we are looking to replace one of our board members. Leanne Bauer has stepped down because she is moving out of the district, and so we have posted on our website and on our Facebook page the instructions if somebody wanted to fill the rest of her term for this year. Letters of interest are due to central office by October 1st, and the board will select a new board member on October 8th. Whoever the board selects for this position at the October meeting will begin their term in November of 2025, but the term will actually end in March of 2026. Anyone wanting to continue past March will need to file for a permanent board position. This April, we will have openings for 3 board positions that will last 3 years. We will have an additional 1 position for a 2-year term. That is all for our September board meeting update, and we thank you for your continued support of the New Haven School District.